we actually did do other games. We did 51 other games. 51 altogether. 15 of them were our own published games, and 36 were made for our partners. We did lots of work behind. And Angry Birds, of course, started as a mobile game, and that's what it's most known for. But now it's something much more than that. About a year ago, we were a dozen employees, and we had maybe 500,000 downloads. And at that point, we were at the crossroads. We had to think about what we would do, as most game companies do is when they have a successful game, to start to build another game. And that was one of the choices. The other choice was that we could focus all of our energies on the one hit that we had. And that's what we chose to do. Now, a year later, we are at over 200 million downloads. And we're getting more downloads than ever. Now we're 120 people, and we'll be 200 people by the end of this year. And in March of this year, we did our first funding round. We raised $42 million from Atomic One Excel. And last week, we did our first acquisition. So our acquisition is actually in line with the strategy that we have. So it was everybody expected us to go and buy another game company, and that's not what we did. We bought an animation studio. Angry Birds is the first mobile game to have become a mainstream entertainment brand, and that's something that we're still building on. So of course, we took Angry Birds, the iPhone game, and made versions of it for all other smartphone platforms. Then we made versions of it for the desktop, PC, and Mac, for console. Now there's a web version of the game, we're doing, on the gaming side, we're doing revenue in multiple ways. We have paid downloads, we sell virtual goods, we have advertising, and they're each very important revenue sources for us. But in addition to that, we do licensing and merchandising, and that's becoming an increasingly important business area for us. And the next step for us is TV and film, and that's where the acquisition of an animation studio comes in. So step by step, we're building a media company that has a reach to and can monetize on an audience of hundreds of millions of fans. Now then, the question we get asked all the time, what's beyond Angry Birds? So I used to be worried for quite a while that what if the popularity of Angry Birds will start to sag? What happens then? Well, I'm no longer worried about that, because I know that Angry Birds is very much in the mainstream. It's so known already that it's not going anywhere soon. So on that, it is safe to build more and more products. And we do continue to serve our fans with both new games, with merchandise, and with TV and film entertainment.